Hello, foodies. We are Nhật Quỳnh and Phương Khai, and welcome to Food Delight, which introduces interesting dishes and how to make them.
If you're craving a tasty soup with meat, all kinds of meat, Buka stew is not a bad choice.
This stew is loaded with assorted meats and different types of pepper, which gives its layers of flavors.
In the show today, we welcome back Lei Kay Adepoju, who will tell us how to make this simple yet delicious dish.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me today. Before introducing the recipe, I want to say stew is very popular in Nigerian cooking. Wherever in the world in Nigerian, there's stew in the fridge. Even people who don't cook manage to make stew. And Buka stew is so special. It has the power to make you want to eat more when you're not hungry.
Aw, so appealing. Please let us in on the recipe.
Okay, first you need to prepare the green and red bell pepper. I prefer more red than green. Let's say 4 red and 2 green bell peppers, then onions, tomatoes, vegetable oil, some salt and seasoning, and the meat. All kinds of meat you like, just to go to the market. Beef, pork, lamb, any kind of animal you find delicious.
My choice is beef and pork, the two most popular kinds of meat you can find in Vietnam.
Perfect. Now let's get to the cooking. I always start with roasting the pepper. This helps to dry off the moisture and also add a smoky flavor to my Buka stew. Preheat your oven to 200 degrees, pop the blended peppers in a roasting tray, and roast for about 30 to 40 minutes, add in chopped onions and cook them until it's a bit yellow. This stew is rather oily. Use a good amount of oil depending on the quantity of the meat. Now wash and season your meats and boil them till tender and then take them out and set aside. Keep the stock as you'll be using it later. Pour the meat into a large pot, then add in a mixture of pepper and garlic. Now it's time to use the meat stock. Cook them together in medium heat. Add in more chicken. That's the most suitable seasoning in my opinion. You can add a little curry powder and salt if needed. Allow the stew to cook till the water level drops and the oil starts to show on the top. And that's it. A delicious bowl of Buka stew is ready.
It's simple, and it's quite similar to a lot of stew in Vietnam.
And the very first name that pops up in my mind is sốt vàng, a delicious kind of beef stew, which is best served with bread for Buka stew. What can be eaten with it?
Yeah. Any staple food you can think of, rice, pasta, yam, and of course, bread.
Yes, that's so good. I really want to run to my kitchen to try this. Thank you, Leke, for sharing.
How about you guys? Let us know your experience with this recipe. And follow us on our Facebook fan page, VOV5 English Service. Or email us at englishsection@vov.vn.
We love hearing from you. Goodbye.
Bye.